If your terminal is turning into your AI workspace, trust in that window suddenly matters a lot. Welcome to Exploring Next, episode 348. I'm Justy in Cody's kitchen this time, still a little wrecked from the flight, and today we're talking about Warp going open source.
Yeah, and the timing makes sense. More people are using the terminal as the place where code gets generated, run, fixed, and explained. So if that client feels like a black box, that's a real friction point.
Right. Even if you're not some terminal power user, you're staring at that thing during deploys, local setup, tests, agent runs, all of it. So open source here isn't just ideology, it's product trust.
What Warp opened is the client, the local terminal app. That's the important line. You can inspect how the interface works, how input gets handled, how local features are implemented. But the hosted pieces, like cloud services and their AI layer, are still separate.
So basically the glass cockpit is open, the airline backend isn't. Which honestly feels like a pretty modern software deal.
Yeah, that's my read too. And technically, it's a reasonable split. The client is where developers worry about safety, latency, keystrokes, shell integration, rendering, all that tactile stuff. The company can still keep sync, collaboration, or hosted inference as the business layer.
The user story is pretty clear to me. A developer likes Warp's nicer interface, command blocks, maybe the AI help. But their blocker is, wait, what exactly is this app doing on my machine? Open sourcing the client lowers that barrier.
And it invites a different kind of adoption. Teams that would never approve an opaque terminal might at least evaluate an open client. Also, contributors can fix bugs or add platform support faster than a closed team alone. I could be wrong, but that community surface area matters more for DevTools than for most apps.
I do think there's a market question, though. A lot of developers already have a terminal they tolerate just fine. So the pitch can't only be prettier tabs. It has to be this actually makes command line work more legible and maybe more collaborative.
Exactly. Warp's more structured UI is the interesting part. Instead of a pure text stream, it treats commands and outputs more like discrete blocks. That's clever because AI systems and humans both benefit from cleaner boundaries around what happened. Copying, rerunning, sharing, and attaching context gets easier.
But that can also annoy people who want the terminal to stay dumb and predictable. I mean, not dumb, that's unfair. Minimal. They don't want another layer interpreting their workflow.
I agree. The trade-off is between raw simplicity and augmented workflow. Anytime a terminal adds structure, there are edge cases. Shell quirks, weird prompts, escape sequences, remote sessions, full screen UIs. The hard part is making the enhanced model feel invisible when it should.
That's where I think open source helps beyond trust. If you're a serious user and something breaks in your exact setup, at least now you can inspect it, file a sharper issue, maybe patch it. Before, you're just kind of guessing.
My only real hesitation is whether the split creates expectation gaps. Some people hear open source and assume the whole product is now community owned. Here it's more like the local layer is open, the service layer still isn't. That's not bad, just worth being clear about.
Yeah, and from the company side, I get the gamble. If they opened every monetizable piece, maybe they win goodwill and lose the business. If they open nothing, they cap adoption. This is the middle path.
And it's a competitive move. Closed source rivals now have to answer a harder question. Why should developers trust your terminal more than one they can inspect? Justy, that's a stronger message today than it was even a year ago, because AI features raise the stakes.
Okay, build next. Easiest one, install Warp and compare it with your current terminal for a week. Keep it boring on purpose. Run Git, test commands, long logs, SSH, and one full-screen tool like Vim or Ishtop. See where the structured UI helps or gets in the way.
Then go read the client code and trace one behavior end-to-end. Pick something concrete like command rendering or shell integration. Even if you don't contribute, you'll learn how modern terminal apps bridge the shell and a richer UI.
For a solo builder, make a tiny terminal-first helper that assumes command blocks exist. Maybe a script that captures the last failed command, its output, and a local markdown note for debugging. Nothing fancy, just enough to test whether structured terminal UX changes your flow.
If you want a command to start with, keep it simple, time your usual loop. Run your normal dev tasks for 2 days, then compare with and without Warp. That's not scientific, but it's honest.
That's episode 348 of Exploring Next. I'm going to go find more coffee in Cody's kitchen and maybe trust my terminal a tiny bit more than yesterday.